Breeze Yoko is a phenomenal artist who really got excited about art, I would say, through hip hop and sort of the almost standing up against authority of street art. He's become this internationally renowned muralist, and I caught up with him whilst he was in the UK with all his kids in tow. But he'd actually just done a residency in the UK, and he discussed with me how important it is to speak about how we take on what we think we need to belong.
Breeze Yoko, how cool that we're actually able to talk over the interweb. You know, it's like very, very, very
Into
cool. Boom, we're in there. You're traveling at the moment. You're taking our art globally. Are you in the middle of the Margate residency?
I've finished with the Margate residency. So I'm doing London, family and painting a little bit.
Fantastic. I love the fact that you're actually doing London, you're doing this whole traveling with two small kids in tow. So firstly, kudos to you on that. But another thing I wanted to
Thank
delve
you.
into, I actually interacted with your art. I think it was yesterday. I was driving through, was it Woodstock? And I drove past this beautiful mural. And I just realized what I love about your work, despite the fact that, I mean, the one regret I have is not buying that piece at 16 on Lerato in at Cape Town Art Fair. I missed out on that work narrowly. It ended up, like, I think somebody had just stuck their sticker on it like a few seconds before I came past. But your art, you take it to the world and you take it to the people. So you take your work and you actually you Cape Town, the world is your gallery. What made you
True
decide
indeed.
that this is your chosen medium or your chosen space to actually just have your work as murals and have your whimsical, powerful work for everyone to see?
I mean, I think it coincided with my discovering of or discovery of hip hop in the early mid 80s, and also at the time engaging with introduction to art as well, in a form of art education in school. And I think I fell in love with graffiti, and for the reasons that it was a pub it's a public art, it was very expressionate. It was also against the powers that be at the time, I just fell in love with the art form, and I could trace it back historically anyway to African lineage of painting on rocks and outdoor surfaces, and the idea of art being a shareable expression rather than a private enjoyable expression, or viewing session. So all those things at the time when I discovered graffiti and hip hop just made me it was a no-brainer for me that that's what I wanted to practice in.
What I love about your work, there's obviously it's got this sort of it's edgy, it's loud in your face, but it's also got a sort of a soft, whimsical element to it. I mean, I'm thinking about the pieces that I saw at Cape Town Art Fair, and in particular, there was the one of the gentleman with the bandage around his ears having, or was it a gentleman or a lady having a cup of tea, sipping tea? Tell me about the I almost feel there's some satire happening in your work. There's always some kind of social commentary coming through in your work. But in that particular series of paintings that you did for Art Fair that were exhibited at 16 on Lerotoli, coincidentally, I just want to mention Lerotoli. I think it's such a phenomenal art gallery and such a great space, again, where art is being taken to the people, creating a level of access to art that didn't exist and still doesn't exist enough.
I think no, I mean, I really appreciate what they're doing, keeping the bridging the community with the white cube space, and I support their work and their vision. And I'm really happy to be part of their journey, and I think they're gonna do big things. They're really gonna do big things, and I hope they're able to open up more doors, you know, for artists within the community and outside the community.
So you're sitting in
Those
London.
Cops are not for me.
No, the cops are not for you. You're sitting
not
in
for me,
London.
No.
London heard Langa. The cops came. That's But now, just tell me what.
It's
what
crazy though. Like the sirens that go off here. You think that the crime rate is higher than ours because you know we don't have many sirens going off. But you know
we don't. We don't. It doesn't sound like that. Just tell me the pieces that I saw at Art Fair. The satire, the meaning behind those, because always, again, when I see your murals, when I see your works, I'm always amazed at how much you capture in it. You know, the particular one I'm thinking about is this this child blowing, and there's a storm, and there's a ship in the ocean, this turbulent ship. I mean, I'm feeling commentary on colonialism, but what were your themes that you were dealing with in the works that you exhibited at Cape Town Art Fair?
I'm inspired by Pan-Africanism and Black consciousness movement, you know, and I think one of the most important things they mentioned, or the conversations that they were having, you know, at the height of especially Black consciousness movement, was the importance of us having a conversation amongst each other, you know. And so when I look at, when I produce my work, I'm always looking at ourselves, you know, kind of putting a mirror and a reflection to our society as Black people, you know. And those pieces were looking at how we've been captured, I guess, by the politics of inclusion and wanting to fit in and using these symbols of class, of opulence, and usually those are always they're always set by a white society or a Western society, you know. So even if you look at, you know, the clothing that we wear, you know, in order for you to be judged as somebody, you have to wear a label that's most usually European or American. And all these things, all these symbols that we have adopted of symbols of from oppression, you know, but we have adopted to be the symbols that show opulence or where we are in society and stuff. So those pieces were kind of a play on that, but using a very old kind of style of what is it, colonial style dress, you know. With how the rough collar, you know, the ridiculousness of
sipping
of
tea,
those types. Yeah, and all the symbol of tea as well is you know, I think it's something that I use a little bit as well, because that's also, you know, what do they call it, high tea, you know, and there's also a lot of meanings attached to tea itself, in the status symbol, you know. Or in a value, in a Western value system. So the work kind of comments on that, where we are in society, the things that we look up to and we place value in, and how those, even if we adopt those things, you know, it still doesn't change how we're seen by the other societies, the Western society. You know?
I do love
We almost look clownish when we do these things. You know? So the work as well, kind of, that's kind of what it's playing on, and the humor that it's, it tries to tap into as well.
Sort of a caricature of the sophisticated kind of idea of what you have to become in order to fit in.
Yeah, you know, and how ridiculous we look or funny we look trying to fit in. And also we're using some old symbols that are no longer used by, you know, the Western or white or capitalist culture. You know what I mean? They no longer wear they riches in their clothes anymore. You know what I mean? They have different symbols that they use in order to show their status in society. You know? And we're still caught up in the old, you know, we always playing catch up, you know, to things that don't serve us as a community, society, and even as individuals.
Interesting way
so
of looking.
So my work kind of, you know, I look at that and try to to play in that. I'm also not a portraiture kind of painter or artist, so it was also my take on the portraiture influx, I would say, of seems like every artist coming out is focused on portraiture, portraiture, and it was quite a big thing for a little while. And so I took it to the era where, opulence was also, or portraiture was also a symbol of opulence, because you had to buy, like, we have to have a lot of money to get your portrait done by the artist in those days. You know what I mean? So I was kind of playing on that as well within that series. Yeah. I got more, so don't worry. I got you.
I feel like I missed out on that one, but I'm ready for your new ones and for them all.
I
Like,
got you. I
show
got
me,
you. I
show
got
me.
more. I got more coming.
I really loved that series. I think particularly also for that reason. I think there's so much about us where it seems like we're catching up to something that we're not even sure we want to catch up to. So,
I mean, it's that thing. We're told to play the game, right? And then we play the game, and the game was never designed to serve us. So at the end of the day, we find ourselves in this loop, where we are chasing this, we're chasing our tails, basically. And it's yeah, and it doesn't serve none of us, any of us.
I want to take you to Ubuhle Bendalo, the Festival for Street Art Lovers. I thought this was quite groundbreaking. This was in 2019, I think, that you inaugurated this. Tell me a bit about the initiative behind that. I know the French Institute of South Africa also got involved. Tell me a bit more about that initiative.
I mean, I've been fortunate to travel a little bit, and through traveling, I've seen and learned quite a bit. And I've also seen the platforms that other countries kind of have in celebration of street art, and the seriousness that urban art, street art, is taken in other countries and places. So I wanted to kind of create a place and a platform rather. Where we can intermingle with international artists. And it was also important as well for the first ones to have black artists to come out from abroad to. It's not a new thing having artists coming from abroad to paint in South Africa and do workshops. There's a lot of artists who've come around through different organizations. But I thought it was very important to have black artists to come down and interact and also, be introduced to South Africa as well, because as much as people come here to offer things, we also have quite a lot to offer. But because of our geographical location,
We're far
we
away.
are often missed, of where of the things that we do. So it was, yeah, it was an attempt to kind of open the scene. And also try to create an exchange program where at some point I'll be able to bring artists abroad as well, which is part of the reason why I'm here in the UK, is also to have those conversations and open those gates as well, so that we can have artists from South Africa or even Southern Africa, to come through to Europe and other places to see, I think seeing is there's a course I say,
Ukuhamba
Wamabubona,
kukubona, Diaz.
there you go, yeah.
Ukuhamba kukubona. And to me,
I
that's
think it's
something, it rings so true because, and just to translate to those of you who don't speak isiXhosa, ukuhamba kukubona, to travel is to see. And that to me is the other thing as well with art, whether you are traveling within a work of art, because I think that's what your works also do for me. I sort of feel like I'm in motion when I look at it. I'm traveling with the subjects. I'm moved by your art. And that again is another way for me to translate ukuhamba kukubona, to travel, to go, is
Oh,
to see.
bless.
So bekumandi qithi ukuthetha nawe. It was lovely chatting to you. Go represent us there in London. And thanks for
London time. Yeah, you got me, yeah.
London town. Go represent, But thanks for opening up the gates, you know. We're coming, we're showing our art to the world, but please tell them that they're welcome here. They can come spend their pounds here. Come to South Africa.
They definitely, you know, as long as they come with the right intention.
Absolutely.
You know, and then our gates have always been open. You know?
Mm.
And I think as well we've always been like there's so many South African artists who've really conquered the world with the generosity, the creativity, you know, and people such as yourself as well, you know, you're out there representing us. So this is thank you, you know, for including me in your podcast and for appreciating my work. That means a lot to me. It really does. You know?